NYC police, therapist who committed Tesla hate crime blames Elon Musk. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 19, 2025. A New York City woman accused of leaving a brick adorned with a swastika and the word Nazi on a Tesla is reportedly a family therapist who blames Elon Musk for her own actions. Prosecutors said 46-year-old Natasha Cohen was released on Saturday without having to post bail, and is allowed to stay at liberty pending her trial on hate crime charges, according to a report by the New York Post. Authorities claim surveillance cameras caught Cohen leaving the brick on the windshield of a Cybertruck, as well as dumping a bag of trash on the vehicle. Moreover, the 46-year-old, who also goes by Carrie, bizarrely blamed Elon Musk for her actions when she was arrested. "Every time I see those cars, I see Elon Musk saluting the country as a Nazi," Cohen told police at the time of her apprehension, according to a criminal complaint obtained by the New York Post. "I made a mistake because I'm basically living in terror every day that the country is turning into Nazi Germany," Cohen continued, adding, "I'm truly terrified. Because Elon was unelected and they're deporting migrants without a trial." Cohen, a therapist who has previously been involved in criminal justice diversion programs, has had a private practice for more than two decades, working with children, teens, and their families, the outlet noted. Additionally, the Trump hater, who is now facing hate crime charges, reportedly has advanced training in maternal mental health, and sells therapy worksheets and resources to parents. She has also worked to keep criminals out of prison. Cohen's social media posts paint a vivid picture of her political beliefs, which are in opposition to President Donald Trump. They include a photo of a memorial candle she shared one day after Trump's landslide election victory, as well as a recent meme claiming President's Day is canceled until we get a real one. Notably, the Brooklyn woman's arrest makes for the latest apprehension of a Tesla-related vandal suspect amid a series of assaults against Musk's company across the country since New Year's Day. Earlier this month, Kansas man Jonathan Efferhart was charged with one count of criminal damage to property after allegedly causing an estimated $17,000 in damage to a family's Tesla while they were dining at a Wichita restaurant. The family that owns the electric vehicle says they purchased the Tesla as the best option for their 18-year-old disabled daughter. Last month, Florida woman Yamaris Marrero was arrested and charged with felony vandalism after allegedly attacking a Tesla with a large wad of chewing gum that caused nearly $3,000 in damage to the electric vehicle. The attack was also captured by the EV's built-in cameras. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.